This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that as India moves towards becoming a Viksit Bharat, the nation's youth must be physically fit, mentally strong and full of self-confidence. Speaking at the launch of Nasha Mukt Yuva for Viksit Bharat Sankalp Abhiyan virtually in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said young people should always stay away from drugs and embrace a healthy lifestyle.
Aaj hum sabhi जिस अभियान के साक्षी बन रहे हैं वो अभियान व्यक्ति के लिए है परिवार के लिए है समाज के लिए भी है और सबसे बड़ी बात है ये राष्ट्र के लिए है आज जब देश ने विकसित भारत का लक्ष्य तय किया है तो इसके लिए आवश्यक है देश का युवा तन से स्वस्थ हो मन से स्वस्थ हो आत्मविश्वास से भरपूर हो और ड्रग्स जैसी घातक आदत से हमेशा हमेशा दूर हो
He added that the launch marks the beginning of a 100-week nationwide Jan Bhagidari campaign against substance use. Mr. Modi said that drug addiction diverts people from their goals and distances them from achieving their dreams.
नशा केवल शरीर को नुकसान नहीं पहुंचाता नशा एक माँ की मुस्कान छीन लेता है नशा एक पिता के सपनों को चूर चूर कर देता है और जब परिवार में समाज में ऐसा होता है और कहीं ना कहीं राष्ट्र की शक्ति भी कमजोर पड़ जाती है और इसलिए हमें हर एक युवा को नशे के चुंगल में फंसने से बचाना है
More than 1 crore youth from 28,000 locations across the country have participated in the event. The participants included My Bharat and National Service Scheme volunteers as well as participants from schools, colleges, universities, youth clubs, NGOs and spiritual organizations. India's economy is likely to grow around 7% in the first quarter of current fiscal, higher than earlier expectations, supported by stronger economic indicators, improved industrial activity, and a recovery in exports. According to an SBI Research Pre-Monetary Policy Committee report released yesterday, the growth estimate marks an improvement from the Reserve Bank of India's earlier projections, which were lowered because of geopolitical uncertainty. The report attributed the improved outlook to a broad-based pickup in high-frequency indicators during the April-June quarter. SBI Research also noted that the global environment remains uncertain amid the West Asia crisis, but India's domestic economy has shown resilience. India's coal production has witnessed a growth of 7.51% in July 2026 compared to the same period last year. Overall, coal production in the country during July this year has reached 69.75 million tons as per provisional data. Coal dispatch during the last month showed a growth of 17.34% year-on-year in July. The Delhi government has notified a scheme to provide compensation to the next of kin or legal heirs of prisoners who die an unnatural death while in custody within the prisons of the National Capital Region. Under this scheme, compensation of up to 7.5 lakh rupees will be awarded depending on the specific circumstances. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta stated this, that the notified in accordance with the guidelines of the National Human Rights Commission will not only provide timely relief to the affected families under specified circumstances, but also further strengthen administrative accountability. In Kerala, the intensity of rainfall has decreased, bringing relief to people a day after heavy rain lashed several districts. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for 12 districts and a yellow alert for 2 districts today. A yellow alert will remain in force in 10 districts tomorrow. In badminton, India's Tanvi Sharma claimed her maiden BWF World Tour title, defeating Vietnam's 6th seeded. And that is the end of this news bulletin.